something doesn't add up about that video. Okay? So check it out. It's on Brighteon.com and see what you think. Bottom line, folks, sometimes I don't know if we're living in Alice in Wonderland here. I don't know if we've all taken the red pill or we're still living in blue pill land or what. It's like the reality is almost faked. It's crazy. Like every narrative that we hear from the media is a lie, but then there's some other layer of a narrative that might be behind that, and we don't know how Trump is involved in everything right now either. You know, elements of this, like, well, some of the protesters went to Pelosi's office and were able to copy off her hard drives and so on. That might have been pro-Trump military operatives, for example. So there's a lot of narratives right now. It's very hard for any of us to make sense of it. All I know for sure is things are about to go very hot. This is like the 10 days of darkness that the Q people were always talking about. It seems like, oh my God, it's here, because the comms are all going down. Trump's invoked NORAD. Trump's, you know, putting out secret messages and, you know, giant voice and everything else. And the FCC is telling everybody to get ready for an emergency broadcast. And Trump's out of time. This is it. So get ready. Things are about to happen. You can find me on Brighteon.social unless it goes down. So, you know, look, join there. There's a lot of information happening there. The Brighteon Social servers are under heavy, heavy load right now, just as Parler is and Gab as well. But find me on there. And also, I'm going to do a follow-up podcast here.
Very good. He's more or less finishing up now. Very good. If you want to go to a break, Cam, we'll go to a break. And then I'll give out some information after the break. Is that okay? No. I just read something that came up. No, that's a, yeah. We'll carry on. There's an alert here on his site, and it's here. Will you hear this? Apple said it's blocking any emergency broadcast by the FCC on all its iPhones. Okay, it's war. This is vicious beyond words. Apple to block Trump's emergency broadcast capabilities on all iPhones. How about that? Right. Whoa. So that is where we are in the horror story of this illegal election rigging, illegal congressional charge, illegal criminal judges, criminal media, and criminal multinational corporations. Right. Oh, dear, dear, dear. But just looking through the general news, Israeli authorities to lock down country for the third time despite a coronavirus vaccination drive. I mean, this is just every government in the world now going drunk on power, absolutely drunk on power. They're saying that Tucker Carlson unleashes an epic rant, unleashes on establishment Republicans, defends Trump. I see. Oh, okay. We've got to keep his... He's a foot in both camps. The only thing I have against Tucker Carlson, against all the lying shells out there, the way he attacked Sidney Powell, said there was no evidence there a month or two ago, that was ignorant beyond belief. He didn't have to go with her all the way to cross-examine her. But he said there was no proof. Well, the proof was going to court to produce the evidence. But that brought a lot of hell down on Tucker Carlson. But again, I wouldn't like to be working with Fox News, whatever you were, but if you're a conservative. But I did mention earlier on, it's owned by Murdoch, and he has now put up £60 million and to Andrew Neil, who's a key political reporter, editor in the BBC, very good he was over the years, and he was an outstanding editor of the Sunday Times 20, 30 years ago. He never got taken on the story. And he's a very good interrogator of people, including Nicola Sturgeon and all these lefty liberals and the Greens, or as they say, green on the outside, red on the inside, red, communist red. But no, that's a thing about the Chinese troops. I was just the biggest, many things stunned by the fact that the communist Chinese were allowed to own, albeit a long-term lease thing, the ports on California, the container ports, over 20 years. I think it's ended now. But what have they brought into the United States, et cetera, et cetera? And a lot of the students that are Chinese students in America are visibly seen that they're mostly men, and they're highly trained troops, etc., etc., etc. And the amount of UN vehicles, physical photographs of them in compounds all over California and in lots of places around America. So if it'll be the Chinese in UN troop carriers, most likely. But it's deadly serious now. It really is. And he says himself, he's saying what is hearsay, I get the rest of my screen up, what is possible and what is actually what has happened. I think that's up. Yeah, Ken is just helping me out there on, I'll go on to,
second episode
situation update.
As you know,
Saturday, January 9th,
the purge is underway.
The
radical left
is the Health Ranger.
Now, the censorship purge and cultural purge is in full force now, with the radical left giving us just a tiny taste of what they plan to do once Joe Biden is sworn in on January 20th. If they can achieve that, it's going to be absolute hell to live in America unless you are a radical, obedient leftist puppet. And I tried to warn people about this for years. I tried to warn many people, and even Dan Bongino, for example. And now, here we are, fast forward to today. Bongino has been permanently banned by Twitter, and the Parler apps have been banned by Apple and Google. Because Apple and Google control all the doors, all the locks, all the gates. You wonder why we can't have an app on Google and Apple. But for a while, Parler had an app, and they thought, that's great, we have an app. And they didn't speak up for anybody else, did they? But now Parler's banned as well. I'm telling you, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. I warned you. Alex Jones tried to warn everybody as well. Laura Loomer tried to warn everybody. And these establishment Republicans refused to listen. The Lindsey Grahams, the Mitch McConnells, the Sean Hannitys, that they thought they would always be safe because they're more mainstream. You know, they didn't argue against vaccines, and they didn't argue against GMOs, and they weren't conspiracy theorists, you know, believing that, my gosh, the coronavirus was a bioweapon or anything like that. They would be safe. Well, guess what? Now CNN is calling for Fox News to be removed from all cable channels. You know, from cable subscriptions. Yeah, Fox News and Newsmax is going to be removed as well because CNN is complaining about it. CNN are the cry bullies. So, you know, you get to the point where you say, do these mainstream GOP people, did they just want to commit suicide? Did they just want to kill themselves and implode their own audiences? And, you know, what it really turns out is that mainstream GOP people, they hate Trump supporters. They hate Trump supporters. They do. They hate their own voting base. And they don't realize that the only reason people voted for the GOP was because they were voting for Trump. Nobody trusts the GOP, especially not now. It's over for the GOP. And here's what's going to happen from this day forward. No matter how we get through this current crisis, okay, which is a massive crisis, we're in a state of war in this country right now. And big tech has just decided they have more power than the president of the United States. You know, Facebook and Twitter and Google, they've declared war on America. And Apple, war on America. And they're all run by the communist Chinese. And it's people like the GOP establishment that let them get away with it for all these years, like Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell and so on. But what they're about to find out is that they're done. Nobody's going to vote for the GOP any longer. And it's going to be people like me that help make sure of it. Yeah, because we're tired of being betrayed.
Okay, I'm back on.
We, the people, we'll do something different. You know, we're going to follow Trump, whatever he does. Or maybe there's going to be a new party, like a Liberty Party or a Constitution Party, which already exists, I think. And I'm not talking about the Libertarian Party, but, you know, just a pro-Liberty Party or We the People Party. The GOP is done. The GOP will never get my vote again, ever. I will never vote for a GOP candidate unless their last name is T-R-U-M-P. I'm not voting for Ted Cruz. I'm not voting for, because, you know, he's a Texan, and he's turned on Trump as well. I'd rather not vote than to give a traitorous, treasonous GOP my vote. And the same goes for Fox News, that betrayed America, that turned on the country, and called the election for Arizona as part of a grand scheme to steal the election and rig the vote and to try to get Trump supporters in Arizona to go home. All right, so this is where we are now. In America, there is a full-blown cultural revolution underway where the communist Chinese are running the whole show. They're running the DNC. They're running big tech. It's their algorithms that censor the American people. The communist Chinese are running the mainstream media. They pay millions of dollars to the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times and all these news outlets, the Atlantic and everybody else. They all take money from China. I mean, most of the mainstream media takes millions of dollars from China, and vacations and gifts and free dinners and free trips and all this kind of thing, cultural experiences. Yeah. I bet Hunter Biden knows all about that. Cultural experiences. And China runs our elections now, apparently as well. So China has taken over our country, but the American people don't want to live under communist China, do they? The American people realize that it's the GOP that allowed this to happen. That even during Trump's first 2 years, when the GOP had the White House and the Senate and the House, remember that? 2016 to 2018, had it all. What did the GOP do with that golden opportunity? Did they take down Section 230 and restore free speech for America? No, they didn't. They didn't because of people like Dan Bongino, who argued against it. So we don't need to take down 230. We can compete in the marketplace. It's insane. You can't compete under tyranny. You can't compete under monopolies. You can't compete when Google and Apple control the platforms and can ban the apps on all the devices that people use to access your service. It's unreal. So the GOP just destroyed America. I mean, look, we know the DNC destroyed America on purpose, but they openly talk about that. The GOP was complicit in the destruction of America by faking like they were supporting America. You know, during all the campaigns, GOP people like Kelly Loeffler from Georgia's, oh, well, I will, you know, I'll object to the Biden votes. But then when it came time to do it, she changed her mind, didn't do it. All kinds of members of the House and Senate said they were going to stand up and protest the electoral votes for Biden from the fraudulent swing states. And then the radical left stages the Antifa assault on the Capitol building. And all of a sudden, all the GOP people forget about the evidence of vote fraud? What? All of a sudden, that fraud disappeared because some left-wing guy with bullhorns charged into the Senate chambers? Unarmed, I might add. There was no violence, except the violence committed by the Capitol Police. That was violence. They shot and killed a woman, a Trump supporter, who was unarmed. Yeah. So the GOP stabbed us all in the back while pretending that they would support the country. You know, they say, oh, we'll support strong border walls. We'll support freedom of speech. We'll support the Second Amendment. We'll support Trump, they would say on the campaign trail, whenever they wanted Trump's effort to come in, and Trump would campaign for the governors like Kemp of Georgia, who betrayed Trump. And, you know, Trump campaigned for Kelly Loeffler and Perdue. Trump campaigned for so many governors and so many senators and so many members of the House, got them all elected, and they all turned around and stabbed him in the back, but they also stabbed America in the back. See, now we know. This is the silver lining of the current situation. Yes, we may be totally screwed. America may have been lost. The Republic may have been lost. But we at least know who's for real and who's a traitor. And the traitors in Congress, you know, put their names on the vote. They voted for Biden votes even though they know they're fraudulent. All traitors. Every Democrat in Congress is a treasonous enemy of America, and most of the GOP as well. That's what we now know, and Trump knows it as well, which is why we dearly hope that Trump will be able to carry out his military martial law plan, and that's why Pelosi's trying to remove him, of course, as quickly as possible, because Trump is ready to act. I mean, out of time now, you might as well do it, but, you know, I got to say, if Trump's been waiting for this moment, the dude's got balls of steel, because I mean, this is like the end game here for the country. Most people have given up at this point, and big tech has now shown their final hand, where big tech says they're not going to abide by any laws. They're going to be complicit in a political coup, and they're going to censor whoever they don't like, and they are doing it right now, you know, censoring everybody that was a Trump supporter, everybody, and big tech censoring all the apps, all the platforms, everything, to make sure that no one can speak in favor of Trump or in favor of the country. And it's, you know, it's so incredible. President Trump's son, Don Jr., summed it up like this. He said, quote, "We're living Orwell's 1984. Free speech no longer exists in America. It died with big tech, and what's left is only there for a chosen few. This is absolute insanity. So the Ayatollah and numerous other dictatorial regimes, they can have Twitter accounts with no issue, despite threatening genocide to entire countries and killing homosexuals, etc. But the president of the United States is permanently suspended? Mao would be proud." And Brent Bozell of the Media Research Center tweeted this out: "Jack and the rest of his power-mad Marxist employees have lost their minds. They insanely think they are more important than the president. Instead of hurting Trump, they're reminding everyone that big tech needs to be crushed." And there's so many people speaking out about this. I mean, they see it now. Again, this is the silver lining. Everybody sees it now. I was warning people 5 years ago. Google's dangerous, I said. The most dangerous company in the world. Twitter's dangerous. Facebook is dangerous. I was trying to warn everybody, and most people were like, well, they haven't banned me yet. You know, they've only banned you, not me. Well, guess what? They got to you now. Yeah, they got to everybody. They got to Bongino. They got to, you know, Tucker Carlson. They got to Fox. They got to Hannity. They got to Sidney Powell. They got to everybody. And then now, at the last chapter of all of this, you have the Lindsey Grahams and the Mitch McConnells that still betray America, even in the face of all of this authoritarian tyranny and communist cultural revolution takeover? Wow, they've really shown who they are. What's amazing about this is that when Trump, and I hope he's able to do this, when Trump invokes the military authority, the Insurrection Act, or however he's going to do this, and when he arrests these people for treason, and I mean any traitor that has betrayed America, that is arrested by Trump and charged with treason and prosecuted under a military tribunal and found guilty through that legal system, there will be nobody in America who will disagree with firing squads. Nobody. Because the American people have seen it themselves. They've seen the corruption, the criminality. They've seen the outrageous tyranny and lawlessness of these corporations and these treasonous lawmakers and these individuals. Believe me, when they're arrested and charged with treason, all across America, you're going to hear people calling for harsh penalties. Tell you what, you know, in a court of law, that's where this is going. And if Trump doesn't succeed and we end up getting completely taken over by the Biden CCP regime, then you can bet that where this is going is, well, people already realize that they're going to have to fight the system. They're going to have to resist the system because they've got no liberty, no freedom, no right to speak, no right to vote in a way that counts. And soon under Biden, no right to own a gun, probably. Guess what? Tens of millions of Americans, maybe 100 million, aren't going to just put up with that. And I don't know what the left thinks, that how they think they're going to live with conservatives in some kind of coexistence situation when they're calling all conservatives terrorists and banning them from having a job or being able to speak online or being able to vote or being able to have representatives in Congress. The left is only driving their hatred deeper into the culture war of America, and this is not going to end well. It's going to end probably in a bloody fashion across this country, which I prayed over and over again that we do not see that. And yet the left is driving us to that point, driving the American people to a point where a lot of Americans will decide, got nothing left to lose. Let's see, I got fired from my job for being a patriot, got shut off of all the online conversations, can't participate in online debates, can't vote in a way that matters. You know, the border's being overrun, illegals are overrunning my town, endless free money for Democrats under Joe Biden's bailouts, and yet my dollar that I'm earning is losing value every single day because Biden will be cranking out trillions. I mean, the average American is going to say, gosh, I'm losing my assets, my savings, my life, my house, my job, my reputation, lost everything. What's left to lose? Nothing. And a lot of them are going to just say, go for it. That's the situation that Democrats are creating in this country. Now, we have a breaking report out of 100%fedup.com. The first extremist that was in the Capitol building siege is identified as a BLM Antifa activist who was previously saying online, we got to effing rip Trump right out of that office. All right, we've also confirmed that Nancy Pelosi's laptop was stolen during the protests. So I wonder what's on that laptop. And now this does lead to more confirmation that some Trump loyalists working for the DOD, undercover people, probably latched on to this siege and went in there and got Nancy Pelosi's laptop. And I bet you there's a lot on there, and we reported that a couple days ago. The North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, in Colorado, has been activated. I mentioned that earlier. Conservatives are being fired all across the country just for being Trump supporters. A Chicago real estate firm called At Properties posted on its Facebook page that Libby McCartan Andrews has been fired because she attended the rally in D.C. She didn't even go into the Capitol. She was just there as part of the rally peacefully. And she's not allowed to have a job. You know, so think about this. Think about this. I mean, you can have 100 days of left-wing riots all across America with 25 people dead and $2 billion in property damage and buildings burning up and police cars burning down and federal officers assaulted. And the left says, that's great, do more. You know, Maxine Waters and AOC and Nancy Pelosi. The media never reports that as an insurrection, do they? Never. And anybody who even called for Trump to declare the Insurrection Act, oh, they were shot down. No, the Trump can't be a military dictator, we were told. But now, with Antifa leading this you know, breach of the Capitol building, suddenly all conservatives have to be purged. What's that got to do with Michael Flynn speaking on Twitter or Sidney Powell speaking on Twitter? Sidney Powell didn't lead the siege of the Capitol building, for God's sake. So you see, the left is using this. They're exploiting this situation that they created. It's their Reichstag fire. It's their massive false flag. They created it, and now they're exploiting it. Never let a crisis go to waste, remember, to silence all conservatives and declare conservatives to all be terrorists. And then if they can get Joe Biden into power, they're going to unleash the government against all conservatives. They're going to weaponize the government and come after you door to door, business to business. They're going to rip you out of your homes, and they're going to either prosecute you or execute you. And if they won't do it, there's plenty of left-wing radicals who will gladly take up the job. It's unreal. This is where we are. I mean, if you riot on the left, you get labeled heroes, and you'll receive hundreds of millions of dollars in corporate donations. Remember, all the corporations were giving money to Black Lives Matter as they were burning down America's cities. But if you riot on the right, you get branded a domestic terrorist, and you get put on the FBI arrest list. You see, I mean, the establishment has never really denounced violence. They just use violence for their own purposes, always political purposes. Here's Obama, September of 08. Quote, I want you to argue with them and get in their face. And then in June of 08, he said, quote, if they bring a knife to the fight, we bring a gun. We don't have a choice but to win. That was Obama. But if you said that he should be arrested for inciting an insurrection or you know, God forbid, impeached, then, well, no, they would say you're crazy. Tucker Carlson on Fox is, he did a really brilliant piece talking about how the GOP hates its own voters. He said that this really is the main problem on the right anyway. The people who run the Republican Party don't really like their own voters. And they especially don't want the voters that Trump brought. Trump brought the party's ranks noticeably downscale from the country club to the trailer park, as they often sneer. And this horrifies them. Many Republicans in Washington now despise the people they're supposed to represent and protect. You rarely hear it spoken out loud, but this is the truth. A very specific form of intra-white loathing is at the core of the reaction to Donald Trump. That's right. Tucker Carlson's right. Because the GOP elitists in Washington, they think they're better than the, you know, the trailer park people that support Trump, or the, you know, the steel mill worker that supports Trump. The GOP hates its own voters. Well, there's a simple answer for that. Stop voting for the GOP. I have. That's it. Not voting for GOP ever again. And even if that means Democrats get elected, well, at least with Democrats, they're honest about how they hate the country. GOP will lie to you and twist the knife as they shove it in your back and say, oh no, we love you, but we're stabbing you, but we still love you. We're going to protect you while we're stabbing you. That's the GOP. Screw the GOP. Damn criminals. Oh, and by the way, Joe Biden is calling for trillions of dollars in fiscal stimulus. Quote, the price tag will be high. Talking about his stimulus packages. He's going to lay out the proposals on Thursday before taking office January 20th. This is from Zero Hedge. Quote, it will be in the trillions of dollars. Yeah, I'll bet. Which will include $2,000 stimulus checks and hundreds of billions in state and local funds to bail out insolvent Democrat cities and their pensions. Got it? So they're going to take your money from the hardworking American people all across America, and they're going to hand that money to Governor Newsom, or, you know, the mayor of Chicago, the governor of Illinois, the mayor of all these cities that stole your vote and committed heinous crimes to rig the elections. They're now going to steal your money. So not only do they steal your democracy, they're going to take your money too. And they censor you, so you can't speak. And they call you a terrorist if you own a gun or ever protest peacefully, unarmed. You're a terrorist. I mean, think about this. Do they wonder? I mean, do they have no idea that probably working class America will begin siege warfare against the blue cities, you know, just cut off, you know, stop delivering trucks of supplies and things like that? How do they think working class America is going to respond to this? See, again, these insane leftists, they think they can just dominate society, shut you down, kill you, silence you, get you fired from your job. I mean, they just want a one-party country, and they want to control every narrative. There is no free speech, no freedom at all. I mean, it's freaking communism, folks. It's the CCP model. And they rigged the elections to get there. Do they think the American people are just going to sit back and accept all this and just swallow all this? I mean, really? I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think the American people are going to resist in a huge way if Biden gets sworn in. I think it's... The Biden swear-in day is probably the day of the beginning of the mass resistance by real America. Not a bunch of pansy soy boys on the left, but real working Americans who are sick and tired and have had enough. And that little storming of the Capitol building was nothing. That wasn't even armed, you know? That's nothing compared to the level of frustration that's probably going to be echoed all across the country from working class people when they realize they're all being looted to pay off the corrupt criminal communist governors of Democrat states who have already wasted money with their own payouts and bribes. I mean, Governor Newsom sent $1 billion over to communist China, $1 billion of taxpayer money as some part of a scheme, a money laundering scheme that he said was going to be used to buy masks and gowns and stuff. Those never showed up. Where'd the $1 billion go? Oh, yeah, kickbacks to Governor Newsom and his family members. They're all criminals, folks. And that's all this is. This is a giant looting exercise. They're going to loot the country until it collapses. The people in power, they're just thieves, criminals, con artists, looters. And they're just going to tear this country down. And this is the final stage right here. So you better be ready for every scenario at this point. This is an emergency situation. This is the time. We got to demand that Trump take action while he's still president. We are going to lose absolutely everything. We will not have a country. We will not have an economy. We will not have a Bill of Rights. We will not have a Constitution. You won't have a Second Amendment. You won't have the right to speak. You won't have the right to vote. You won't have the right to even say no to a mask or a vaccine or any pharmaceutical they want to pump into your body with their mad science Fauci frauds and their Chinese engineered bioweapons. That's what this is coming to, folks. The American people aren't going to stand for it. So look, we're going to try to stay online during all of this, but frankly, so many people are being taken down. There may be attacks on the DNS system. Oh, let me get you that emergency IP address that you can type in an emergency to get to us. Let's see. Here it is. You'll type this into your browser. If Natural News goes down and other sites go down, just type in your browser 45.89.97.6. That's the emergency backup site. Again, 45.89.97.6. And that'll get you to our emergency site with emergency messages. If Brighton goes down, we'll be working on getting it back up. Okay, if Brighton.social goes down, same deal. If any of our sites go down, trust that we are aware of it. We know. We get alerted right away. And we'll be working to get them back online as quickly as possible. We may be taken offline for many days. You know, the 10 days of darkness, you've heard of that too. That might affect all of us. Who knows? There might be DDoS attacks. There might be deplatforming attacks. There might be financial attacks. There might be freaking, who knows? They might try to bomb our server farm or something. I mean, these deep state globalists are insane. And they're lusting after their power right now. And they think they can control everything and enslave everyone. They're doing it right now. So who knows what they'll try. But we are here to stay online and to keep you informed and keep fighting for liberty and freedom for all people. Again, I don't care about a person's, you know, skin color or sexual orientation, or even if they want to dress up as women and be transgenders, that's fine. Just do it in your own living room, you know. Don't do it in the public schools in front of children. Just do it yourself, you and your buddies, you know. You want to swap women's underwear in your own, you know, on your own private yacht or something, go for it. Whatever floats your boat, man. But we have to be able to be free. We have to be able to speak. We have to be able to vote in a way that counts. And I'm fighting for that for all of us. All of us. Can't have freedom if we don't have the right to speak and vote. So, and here we are. Totally censored, totally rigged, total crackdown, medical tyranny, financial tyranny, police tyranny that's going to be directed now against conservatives. And probably Biden will unleash the military against conservatives too with the Insurrection Act. So that's what's coming. And that's what we're trying to prevent. So thank you for your support. I will keep fighting for the rights of all Americans as long as I can, and keep visiting my websites and do all you can to help pray for us and support us. I'm Mike Adams, of course, the Health Ranger. Thank you for everything so far, and there's much more to come. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be right here fighting for all of our freedoms. Thank you for listening.
Okay, very good. Okie dokie. No, that's very genuine. Absolutely, that's his latest one there, just not an hour ago. The site went down and everything went down as regards stuff. No, we got that one back. Okay. But do we need to go to a break, Ken? Okay. That's fine. No, we're okay. Yeah, Ken is saying it's possibly the end of the world. It's the end times, I think. Maybe Biden comes to power to fulfill the prophecy of the end times. That would be a shocking scenario. But all those things going through my mind. But as you said, there, medical tyranny, financial tyranny, food tyranny, absolutely. And freedom movement tyranny. I was reading out there from the Daily Mail. I just got back to it now. It's a very packed paper today online. The normal paper is 120 pages you buy, but it's about 40 pages of news. There's about 300 pages of news on the main site. Coming up now, here we are. Ooh, police are told to fine COVID rule breakers after just one verbal warning, as three officers arrest a woman for sitting on a bench and another surrounded for leaving her house more than once. And you show them here being handcuffed by a gang of police officers. This is thuggery and tyranny on a shocking scale. The amount of reports we're getting on that is unbelievable. The young woman who walked around Gloucester Hospital was showed completely empty, and there's a lockdown in the region. The police went to her house. She was pregnant and handcuffed her. Luckily, their family filmed it, and then they took the handcuffs off. But they did an intimidation job on her and on several other people. And I played the piece there a week or two ago about the young carer nurse who gave up, walked out of her job in Cornwall because there was a lockdown in the Cornwall region, southwest, 550,000 people under a severe lockdown. And only five people in that region had an outbreak of the COVID. Right? Only five. So there's shocking, shocking criminality on a shocking scale going on in Britain and America. They're using this COVID as a battering ram to having and destroying the economy at the same time. And this RNA vaccine, you must. Before we finish today, I've sent it to Ken there. We'll play it. That's probably the last item in a few minutes. Dr. Wakefield, who they've done a massive job destroying him. He told the truth about the MMR vaccine and what it was doing to young women. And it was the gang, literally a gang, a mob of doctors who were on the British Medical Association committee to run that. They're all nominees of Big Pharma. They trashed him and trashed him. He's based in Texas now. He's on Alex Jones a lot, etc. But he's done a 10-minute piece. I've sent it to Ken there. I'm just looking at the times here. In a few minutes, I'll ask Ken to play it. We'll come to that in a few minutes. Okay, I've played it last week. We'll play it again because I'm going on about that. RNA vaccine. Look up on YouTube and on Dr. Dolores Cahill in Ireland. Her stuff gets pulled off YouTube immediately, but she has a piece on Natural News, on Brighteon. It's on Brighteon. They don't edit stuff. Etc. But Boris Johnson is cruising for a bruising man, and his minister Matt Hancock, a man just jumping around and reacting to the infection, is not the outbreak. Absolutely not. Not the outbreak. Right? It simply isn't. But other rubbish story. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, this creature he married, are to quit social media for good. Really? Well, they've signed $100 million deal with Netflix. Well, are they going to give their money back, or what's the deal there? I don't imagine they got that in one hit. But the royal family have now ostracized them. And this Harry, red-haired Harry, Princess Diana's son, used to be highly regarded, regular guy, but he married this this money-grubbing creature, Meghan Markle, and she's making a show of him. And he's going around with all these lefty liberal people and posturing and posing on all the social issues, and he looks like he doesn't know who he is. But the only way to get out of this is divorce this one, and I think that will happen. But he's really pissed off the top of the royal family, and the Queen too has excluded him from certain such a relaying things in London and the Cenotaph. He's living in Los Angeles, but that's a story that's just by the way. It's running and running and running and festering. But Alex Belfield laying into him on a regular basis, like he lays into the BBC.
Hey, PJ.
But none of this while we're.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, I was just looking, and I thought since they're taking everybody down, I was checking band.video.
Yeah.
And I look, and they've got it playing on a loop, but they've got Alex and Roger Stone and Barnes, Trump's lawyer, with some kind of an emergency message. If we don't play it, you know, maybe people might want to go see what it is. I haven't watched it.
What's the name
of
Canada's Convention of Instruction?
It's on band.video.
What's the name?
I'm sorry.
Oh, band.video.
Yeah, that's.
So give me the name again, I'll call it up.
That's InfoWars. Band, B.
Can people hear you talking?
ED. Yeah, they can.
You open your mic there?
Yeah.
It's open. Very good.
They're hearing
that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good, yeah. Yeah, band.video. That's good. How do you spell that? B-A-N-N-E-D.
Yes. Dot video. Band.video.
And it keeps up to date, yeah?
Yeah, it's right there in the middle. Right when you open it up, that's the center video in the top display. And I just turned it on for a second, and it looked like something people might want to go watch.
I see. Very good.
He said they taped it tonight, so I don't know, you know, how long ago it was.
Okay.
But it's an emergency thing, and they've got it playing on a loop.
Oh, very good. We'll pick it up. Band.video, www.band.video, to see what is banned and what it isn't. But even Trump's wife, what she said to friends of hers there 2 months ago, got out in the public, that she just wanted to get out of the White House and go and live in Malar, what do you call that place, in Florida. But she got no help at all. But she is a piece of work. And the way they hold hands, like, as for 2 minutes, and then she wrenches her hand away. Hold my hand, dear. It's in the contract. So he's betrayed there as well. But he picked her, so, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But just to finish up on the one piece, Mitch McConnell. Democrats will start impeaching Trump on Monday, according to the Daily Mail, as party races to bring incitement of insurrection charges against President Trump. After Mitch McConnell confirmed Senate trial will begin on Biden's inauguration day. Oh, whoa. Well, are we waiting for him to act? Waiting for him to act? Maybe he has acted, etc., etc. But there you are. Anyway, Ken, the one last video today, I just sent it to you there. We're repeating last week because I'm referring to this RNA video information, and it's absolutely vital people know. Vaccinations, not just the vaccinations, which are quite dangerous, the modern versions. There are some safe vaccinations out there. We're not anti-vaxxers, and we've had a program on this network for 5-6 years. It was Al Whitney originally, and now it's Al Cordy, what do you call her? Does it now? But the Andrew Wakefield video explaining what RNA vaccines are. We just finish up with that today. Is that okay? It's about 9.5 minutes. It's the last one I sent you today. It's just, yeah, okay. Yeah, it's down the page a bit, yeah. It's a fairly good recording. He's been interviewed by an Australian guy. I'm going to call it now in a minute. Oh dear. Well, I'll just go back into, I'll keep it going here. Now, let me just go back into, hope I'm still on. Yeah, I am. I'll just go back into Dr. Andrew Wakefield. I'm clicking it here. It's bringing up RBN site. If you want the RBN site and then click it further down, it'll play. Yeah, I've taken it off the RBN site. I have it up here. Roll it down. There's a red dot in the middle. Dr. Andrew Wakefield warns, this is not a vaccine. It's an irreversible genetic modification. Correct. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, you're right, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Sorry. It was playing earlier on. The gremlins are at us. Okay. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's why I was jumping around tonight on different things. But I'm usually covered. I have stuff here, plenty of stuff. I'll go on it. I have 20, 30 reports still here. Anyways, that America will officially become an enemy-occupied zone with the swearing-in of Joe Biden on the 20th of January, if that happens. And the news editors of Natural News are writing this piece. At 8:20 p.m. last night, I got an alert on my phone and I was immediately sickened. Trump has caved in and signed the stimulus bill. I would say I was disappointed, but really it didn't surprise me. Trump also saying that a separate bill would be coming with more money for American people is laughable. You should know that after 4 years in the swamp that it just won't happen. That made me laugh out loud. Congress has already stated that they will mostly ignore Trump's post-signing demands. The current Congress ends in 6 days and Trump will be leaving in 3 weeks. This is on the 7th. 2 weeks, actually. The whole world knows that the election was stolen from Trump, yet he, with the power in all the power in the world, has done nothing to put a stop to the steal. Well, we're waiting. Deafening silence this day. It's unnerving. Time is up. I never thought Trump would keep all those wonderful pledges and promises he made to us people. But he's been a disaster beyond imagining in the fact that he hardly kept one. Well, he didn't clean up the swamp. Yet we got some Supreme Court justices, and exactly what good is that? The Democrats will solve the problem in rapid fashion once they have total control of government. Yes, they will win the Georgia Senate runoff, or they have illegally with Dominion voting systems. But again, we're being attacked. It's just shocking. But, there's a lot of obvious stuff in that, so let's move on. And USA Today, I never heard of them speak up or their leaders or their readers. USA Today asks if ID rioters in Capitol Hill to ID the rioters through photographs who invaded Capitol Hill. Readers question why summer unrest was treated differently. And the article goes on to say, USA Today newspaper has published 29 photos from the Capitol Hill building takeover and asked readers to ID Trump supporters shown in them, leaving a few people puzzled and getting a sharp response from many others. The paper said, knowing the identities of those who stormed the U.S. Legislature on Wednesday will help them report this important story. Well, the people who did the invading were, are the actors, what do they call it? Crisis actors were used in other BLM carry-on. USA Today needs to your help identifying the people who broke into the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. View the photos. Well, they're going to just accept what people say on an email? Come on. Considering the amount of anger at the Capitol Hill invasion provoked, it's no surprise that the USA Today call was answered by many people. Some readily provided names and others details about the rioters, while others pointed to people they suspected of being involved. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Well, it's a lot of... The answers they're giving here are extracts from emails and Facebook comments, etc., etc. But that is an unusual one. Okay. And mainstream media telling men to freeze their sperm before receiving the coronavirus vaccine. Well, that instruction is almost like a death sentence. Are they kidding? And Arsenio Toledo writing this article. But I haven't seen that, but this is what the article's about. They're saying mainstream media outlets are telling men to strongly consider freezing their sperm before receiving a Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 vaccine because it can lead to future fertility problems. Yeah. This is according to University of Miami, which is conducting research into the new coronavirus vaccine flooding the United States to great uncertainty whether or not they can cause infertility and whether they have any other damaging effects. A study is led by Dr. Ranjit Ramzami, a reproductive urologist working for the University of Miami Health System and an expert in male infertility. And trilogy. He led an earlier study that found that the coronavirus was present in the testicles of men of COVID-19. Well, it was happening in Britain already, the very few that have had it. One person who had lived a very good life was diagnosed with AIDS 3 days later, right? AIDS from this virus. And other people collapsed immediately and had bad reactions. And this other report on Natural News, Miami doctor dies after receiving first dose of Pfizer vaccine as the U.S. sees 4,000 confirmed COVID-19 deaths in a single day. hold on. That's a difference. We go for infection and reaction. Okay, we go to the last break of the day. I'll be back in a few minutes.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
We'll be right back.
Okay, very good. In the last few minutes of the program today, now just correct that piece that's written. Miami doctor dies after receiving first dose of the Pfizer vaccine. Whoa. And what the statistic read out was the United States has seen 4,000 confirmed COVID-19 deaths as per the government. Carry on. Okay. In a single day. That's across the United States of 320 million people. The CDC is reporting another shocking potential reaction to the mRNA vector COVID-19 vaccine. Dr. Miami has died 2 weeks after receiving the first dose of Pfizer BioNTech jab. And that's what Andrew Wakefield is talking about. And also, if you go on and look for Dr. Dolores Cahill in Ireland, she's a world-famous epidemiologist, and she's warning people about this vaccine and the scam of what the COVID was in the first place. And she does work, I think, reasonably closely with Jim O'Doherty, who's exposing the Department of Health in Dublin, just like the Department of Health in Britain, the NHS, putting out this appalling, confusing propaganda and panicking people, et cetera, et cetera. But if people could clear in their mind, the infection does not, 96% of people with infection will not graduate on to the full-blown condition. That's the figures have proved that all around the world. Even the people a year ago who were trapped on the cruise ship in America, the small percentage of them who actually got the disease, yeah, okay. But sifting the information. But again, people are just can't take in very much. So to do what I do so many hours of the day, they'd be buckled, they emotionally buckled. They can't handle information very well, and they can't interrogate information. That is the soundbite society and the damaged society we live in. It's that bad. I see a new name here. Oh yeah, okay. It's that bad, but the other things today we ran out of time. But Moderna's RNA injections are an operating system designed to program humans and hack their biological functions. We won't have time to read that, but this is unreal and surreal what we're involved in. This crisis of the vaccine, the crisis of the voter fraud, the crisis of criminal congressmen and MPs, and we have the same thing in Britain with Boris Johnson and his incompetent Health Secretary Matt Hancock. I mean, we're surrounded by so much stuff. It's shocking. How do we plot any kind of route out of it? But I think it'll prove that this lockdown won't work very well either. But there comes a time when there'll be a bust-up in the cabinet. I think this guy, Rishi Sunak, he is a pretty sensible. He's a competent guy financially. I should say that about him. He's from Yorkshire, born and bred in Yorkshire, of Indian extraction. But he is a very capable guy, and he does intend taking the leadership off Boris Johnson in the near future. Okay, as we say, we'll be back this time next week with the Barton Report, and we'll talk to you then.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.